let a fountain of revival, let it flow.
Out and make demands on the blood that flowed on Calvary for your life, for your family, for our nation, for our generation. Services we come and all we do is just to experience the presence of God and see the release of the supernatural, the release of His presence.
Blessed be your name.
The Bible said the air shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. And as the priest and the Levites prayed and praised and worshiped, the glory descended. That is the glory of that is to saturate the earth. I believe there is a great strong revival of worship, strong revival of prayer, strong revival of His presence that shall hit this generation. And I see it happening right here. And I see it spreading across to America and to Australia and to nations of the earth. Father, we give you the praise. We worship you.
Check your sin. James chapter 5 verse 16. So I'll cherish your rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the rugged cross. And next day it someday for a crown. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amplifying prayer effect, part two. Our objective is to unravel those factors that amplify prayer effect. Because of so much time taken in the worship, which was very necessary, I am going to be very, very fast. In chemical reactions, reactions can be accelerated and expedited by the introduction of catalysts and enzymes that can escalate and intensify the process of the reaction. The reactions can take place on their own, but when the catalysts are introduced, when the enzymes are added, it speeds off the rate of reaction. It escalates, it intensifies, it magnifies the result. In the same manner, prayer effect can be amplified, can be escalated, can be multiplied, can be magnified, can be expedited. It's possible to pray without those amplifiers. But the question is, how far will the prayer go? What will be the impact of the prayer? Everybody prays, but not everybody sees effect. What are the things that will amplify prayer effect? Number one, righteous living. Righteous living. Psalm 66 verse 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. I can pray, but the question is, am I heard? If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and verse 2. He said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. He said, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Iniquity separated you and God. Sin hid his face. When we talk about righteous living, what are we referring to? We are referring to existence in the fear of the Lord, which is to depart from evil. We mentioned something earlier on, but this, for this purpose, it is existence in the fear of the Lord, which is to depart from evil. Existence in the fear of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13 said, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Those who fear God deal cautiously. The presence of the fear of God imparts caution to action. When a person fears God, he acts cautiously. The absence of the fear of God makes people act recklessly. Recklessly. The cultists and the terrorists and all those kind of people, it imparts caution to action. Let me say this before we go. The absence of the fear of God is the absence of the force of prayer. The absence of the fear of God is the absence of the force of prayer. Why? Because the fear of God is the fuel for force in prayer. Because the righteous are as bold as a lion. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. The fear of God fuels force at the place of prayer. The absence of the fear of God, it takes force from prayer. When people pray without the fear of God, they pray apologetically. They are never sure it can be answered, because the absence of the fear of God is the absence of the force of prayer. If living, righteous living was number one. Number two is thankful living. Thankful living. Thankful living. First Thessalonians, you want your prayer results expedited, you live thankfully. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, he said, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Then in everything, give thanks. Rejoice, pray, give thanks. So prayer is sandwiched between joy and thanksgiving. Rejoice, pray, give thanks. There are people who go straight to prayer and see no results. Rejoice, pray, give thanks. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. These things are connected together. They are tied together. You don't just take prayer from the middle of it and expect to see results. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. What are we talking about? Thanksgiving. It is existence in appreciation, with appreciation, in anticipation of what God is yet but sure to do. existence with appreciation in anticipation of what God is yet but sure to do. You are thanking God in expectation of what God has not yet done, but what you are sure he will do. That is a booster, a fertilizer of prayer. Existence with appreciation in anticipation of what God is yet but sure to do. That was what Abraham did in Romans chapter 4 verse 20. When he was expecting Isaac, the Bible said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what God has promised, he was also able to perform. God has not done it yet, but he was appreciating in anticipation. Are you ready for this? Appreciation in anticipation leads to the precipitation of manifestation. Say that again. Appreciation in anticipation guarantees the precipitation of the manifestation. That is, nothing can keep what is to manifest from happening. Jesus gave thanks before the loaves multiplied. Appreciation in anticipation leads to the precipitation of the manifestation. It just crystallizes out. It just shows up. What must show up just shows up. Beloved, you want prayers amplified? One, righteous living. Two, thankful living. Three, loveful living. Loveful, love. Prayer must be wrapped with love. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And then he continued. He's teaching us on prayer. And he continues to verse 14. Verse 14 now. Right? Now, we normally stop in verse 13. But lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. But that was not where he stopped. He said, verse 14 now. 13. Right. Now go to verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. He's talking about prayer. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Earlier on, he told us in, I believe that was around verse 10 thereabout, and lead us, look at verse 10 thereabout. Okay, 11 and then 12. Now, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. Then he jumped to verse 14 and said, because I'm telling you this, because if you don't forgive people their trespasses, your Father won't forgive you. That is, you are praying as a sinner. When you walk in bitterness, you are praying before God as a sinner. Your sins are with you. And you can't be heard. What is the implication of loveful living? Loveful living is existence devoid of bitterness and unforgiveness, which hinders access to the Father. Existence devoid of bitterness and unforgiveness, and these hinder access to the Father. Yes. Existence. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. He said, looking diligently, in case you follow the grace of God, in case any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and many be defiled. When the devil sent people to offend you and to make you bitter and unforgiving, It is an attack on your prayer life. Am I communicating? Bitterness, unforgiveness is an attack on your prayer life. I'm sure we read in the first service, Mark chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. Verse 25, particularly. 25. And when you stand praying, forgive. That is unforgiveness, bitterness is a challenge to prayer life. Take note of this as we proceed. To be defiled with bitterness is to be denied effectiveness at the place of prayer. When you are defiled with bitterness, you are denied effectiveness at the place of prayer. There are those who are bound to offend, forgive them in advance. That was loveful living. Number four is sacrificial living. Sacrificial living. Sacrificial. Living a life, the life of a giver. Psalm 50, verse 14 to 15. Psalm 50, verse 14 to 15. He said, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Then call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. Offer God thanksgiving. Pay your vows. 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 9. We saw Samuel, and Samuel took a sucking lamb, offered it wholly as a burnt offering unto the Lord, and Samuel cried unto the Lord. He was both praying to God and offering sacrifice on the behalf of Israel. And as he did that, and as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel. Somebody say amen. I'd like you to take note of this concerning sacrificial living. What does it imply? It implies sealing prayer needs with vows and sacrifice and sacrifices that activate divine response. Sealing prayer needs with vows and sacrifices that activate divine response. That was what we saw in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 9 to 10. Samuel did not just pray. He offered a sacrifice with the prayer. And that brought instant answer. I think Samuel must have learned that from his mother. Because himself was the product of a vow. Am I communicating? Himself was the product of a vow. The woman had prayed for a long time, no child. And then for this final time in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11, Hannah began to make a vow. If you give me a son, I give him back to you. And God said, is that right? And God remembered Hannah. In verse 18, 19, 17, all the way to verse 19, God remembered Hannah. And she brought forth his child. Am I communicating? Listen to this. Your sacrifices in times of peace activates divine responses for you in your time of need. Your sacrifices in times of peace activates divine responses for you in times of need. Very, very important. From the earliest time of my life and assignment and ministry, we have lived very sacrificially. And we have seen results very drastic. That is sacrificial living. Number five is Fast, full living. Living the life of fasting alongside the prayer. Matthew chapter 17 verse 21. Matthew 17, 21. The Bible said, how be it, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. The disciples were trying to cast out a devil and they had prayed and it didn't work. He said, there are things you have, when you have to join fasting with prayer to get at certain results. You join fasting with prayer to get at certain results. What are we talking about? What does fasting imply? It implies the amplification of spiritual potency and fervency through fasting. The amplification of spiritual potency and fervency through the fast or through abstinence from food. Any other thing. You see, the fasting period is where you fasting sets the spirit on fire. It sets your spirit on fire. This kind goeth not out, but by fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. Fasting sets the spirit on fire for exploits in the world of the spirit. Pray, but join fasting with prayer to amplify prayer effect. Listen, there are those who pray and don't fast. The prayer can be answered, but the fasting will assist the prayer faster. But the worst is those who fast and don't pray. They are fasting, but they are too hungry to pray. Any fasting that makes you too hungry to pray is almost a useless fast. A prayerless fast is hunger strike. Do everything you can and ensure that in the course of the fast, you are able to pray. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace to fast and pray in Jesus' name. That was number 5. So, righteous living, thankful living, loveful living, sacrificial living, fastful living, and number 6 is prayer in the Spirit. Prayer in the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. What is praying in the Spirit all about? What does it imply? Praying in the Spirit is praying target-specific, vital, and necessary prayers by the help of the Spirit. Praying target-specific, vital, and necessary prayers by the help of the Spirit. Because the Bible said the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. To pray for us because we don't know what we should pray for as we ought to. Praying target specific, vital and necessary prayers by the help of the Spirit. Let me say this to you before I go on. Are you ready for this? Praying in the Spirit is praying in the language you don't understand. This is the point. Praying in the language you don't understand handles issues you don't understand. Ah!
Yeah. How many of you know there are many issues you don't understand? There are situations that confront you can't understand. There are even situations in the realm of the spirit the devil has organized for you. You are not aware. But you can handle it without being aware. And you can be aware when you get to heaven. And then they will tell you there was something the devil was trying to do to your life or to your family that was scattered by the help of the spirit, and you were not aware. And you don't need to be aware. See, after me say praying in the language I don't understand helps me to handle issues I don't understand. Take your seat. Will you want to handle some issues for 30 seconds? You don't understand? All right, stand up on your feet and just maga ya da hashta. Lekeke babara da haya da hashta. Lekeke barata kazige le maya da hasa. Leke tora tega zalate para naga ya da hashta. Leke perete kesida. Open your mouth and handle some issues. Handle some issues you don't understand. Lekida sotarete kebagadaya. Le perete sina managaya la hashta. Le ke pana rana sena yana. Le parata sata lana gaya. Le parata kesoni malaya dashta. Le perete kedo yama rate sena malala. Le perete si ke dumi darahete cash. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. By the time you reach home, somebody will meet a testimony waiting for you. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So it is a booster of prayer. You walk in the realm of strange victories. Very strange victories. As you pray in the spirit. And people find it hard to understand the secret of your victories. Because you are tackling things you don't understand with the language you don't understand. Finally, final booster is kingdom service. Luke chapter 1, verse 8, from verse 5 actually, all the way to verse 13, tells us a story about a man called Zechariah. With Luke chapter 1, verse 5, all the way to verse 13, with his wife Elizabeth. Their definition is so touching. Go to the next verse. The Bible says, they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Yet they had no child. Because Elizabeth was barren, but that is not the point. Both of them are now well stricken. The age had dealt with them. Stricken with age means whipped with age. Haba. So it is not true that sin is the reason why you have not seen your testimony. The Bible said they were 100% blameless. Yet they had a reproach, a confrontation. Something was challenging them. You remember that crippled man and his disciples say, who sinned? The blind man. That this man was born blind. Jesus said, nobody sinned. Listen to this. What are we talking about? But Zechariah one day was standing on his duty post despite his challenge. Then the angel met him there. He executed the priest's office. According to the order of his course. He was on duty. There was duty roster. It was his duty. It was his turn. And while he was on his duty post, the angel came. The people were praying outside there. Angel appeared unto him. The angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled. Look at what the angel said in verse 13. He said, the angel said to him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. Was he praying at that time? Which prayer? Prayer he prayed before.
that seemed not to have been heard or answered was being answered at the place of service. That is what a lot of people do to themselves when they are exist as executive children of God. They have no business with anything that goes on in church. Just complain about how the traffic is not well or the usher is not well. Just sit down and do nothing. No, sir, that's an error. That's an error. The man wasn't praying at that time. He prayed since. The prayer he prayed since was being answered at the place of service. Take note of this. What we talk about, kingdom service, what are we talking about? We are talking about brutal commitment to kingdom duty. Hear this definition. Brutal commitment to kingdom duty despite enemy confrontation. Brutal commitment to kingdom assignment despite, let's call it, enemy distractions. That is, it's not as if everything was 100% perfect around your life or 100% correct, but you made up your mind to be brutally committed to kingdom duty. That was what Zechariah did in Luke chapter 1, verse 8 to 13. And what was the outcome of that? Listen. Answered prayer many times awaits the committed at the place of duty. Say that again. Answered prayer many times awaits the committed at the point of duty. As far back as my teenage years, I dashed myself to God. Dashed. And answered prayer had always waited for us at the place of duty. I was on duty. And my wife was nearby. And I did not know. And I had prayed for her, for God to give her a husband. And give her a good person to marry her, because she's a very zealous child of God. Very, very fireful. Let the wrong man not marry her and kill this fire. And sincerely, I don't know for one reason why it didn't cross my mind that she would be the one. See, there are many of us who are looking so far for what is so near. See, I mean, why somebody will be in a church as large as this? You can't find wife. Or find husband. There are plenty. There are very plenty. They may be sitting near yourself. People are always looking very far. Very, very far. And that people included myself. Because we were on the same executive of the Christian Medical Students Fellowship, and I was praying for her, for God to give her a husband. And I was meant to be the husband. And I was not aware. Just look, so there are people that, so just as there is, I don't know even how to explain. But it was at the point of duty, and God told me, pray, I want to show you to marry. I don't want you to be confused. And I began to pray within 7 days. Is she the one? I didn't know. I kept it for 6 months. Prayed about it still. Just to be sure. I didn't struggle like others struggle for who to marry. I didn't struggle. I didn't speak to 2 people for marriage in this world. If you have spoken to 2 people, please don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty. To err is human. Am I communicating? Don't feel, because there are people who may have missed it in other ways, other areas too. Don't feel guilty. Once you miss road, you learn which road not to follow. Amen. At the point of duty. Maybe you are at the point of duty and you haven't seen the answer. Lord, am I at the right duty? I prophesy to somebody today, you will not miss it. As Zechariah found his child at the point of duty, you will find what you are looking for. You will find your miracle. You will find your testimony. You will find the fruit of the womb. You will find what is yours. Are you saying amen? Stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Look at somebody, say, you won't miss it another time. Say, you won't miss it another time. Tell somebody, say, your answer is waiting for you at the place of duty. And tell somebody, don't look too far. Most solutions are near the problems. If you doubt me, stand up on your feet. If you doubt me, can I ask you a question? The food that Jesus used to feed 5,000 men beside women and children, the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, they imported it. Where was it? Inside them. The stone that was used to kill Goliath was very far from where Goliath was. Nearby there. When David picked it, he didn't go return. He picked it from where he was and shot it. They were near each other. When Hagar was crying for water to give Ishmael, the well that God showed her was at a distance. When the water was bitter, when the children of Israel were coming from the land of Egypt, the bitter water, God showed Moses the leaf to sweeten the water. Moses traveled to get it. The leaf was beside the water. He plucked it and put it straight. Why are you struggling? Why are you struggling? God will open our eyes. And as we are on the point of duty, even there are business ideas and business opportunities that are just there. I read a book titled The Curse of Diamond many, many years ago. Conwell, the founder of, I think, Temple University or so, told the story of a man in the days of the gold rush who sold his house to go and look for gold to buy and didn't find gold to buy. The person who bought the house found gold inside. He sold gold to go and look for gold he couldn't find. The person who bought the property found gold. That will never be your portion. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Let's appreciate the Lord of Lords. He is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of all honor. He's worthy of adoration. Father, thank you. 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 We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Thank you. Mahashana galagaya gada galagaya galaya rabada. Leparana gasana managaya la hashta. Leperete sina mayagaya la hashta. Leprenina zarote kezene galaya da hashta. Leperete sina managayata senomaya la hashta. Lepretina gazagayatana talamaya da hashta. Leperete sike doma ratase kede gayana. Lepretene sokalene maradagayatas. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor in the precious name of Jesus. One more time, take 30 seconds and pray in the language you don't understand.
And if you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, you can do that now. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace to pray in the Holy Ghost, in the language I don't understand, to handle issues I don't understand. I receive the grace, I receive the fire, I receive the passion. Holy Spirit, fill me up afresh. Take your place. Now, before we can effectively do that, there are those who must give their lives to Christ first. So that there is nothing blocking you. You need to give your life to Christ first. Hand over yourself to God. Be forgiven of your sins. Have an addiction broken. Have a lifestyle broken. A tramadol addiction broken. And something else addiction broken. Wherever you are, pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly come forward here and let us pray for you. Quickly, I'll give you the count of seven. My lifetime, I will give God my lifetime. Let that song be on while you come forward very, very rushingly. One. Two.
I will give God my lifetime.
Three.
My lifetime. I will give God.
Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming.
You will never, ever let me down.
Oh Lord.
I will give God my life.
I will give God my life.
My lifetime.
Oh Lord.
I will give God my life.
I will give God
my lifetime.
Oh Lord.
I will give God my life.
If I give God my life.
If I give God my life.
And pray this prayer with me. Pray it loud and authoritatively and say, Lord Jesus. Say it loud. Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for mercy. I ask for forgiveness. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Grace to live for you. I receive now. And thank you, Lord, for hearing me. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Having done that, can we all lift up our hands now and just receive a 30 seconds blast in the spirit to handle issues that you do not understand. Say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
Now, those of you standing in front, even if you have not been baptized with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, it can happen now. Congratulations. With somebody, you brought him. Come. Leave him. Congratulations. I'm happy to see you. This guy had his leg amputated above the knee, and I'm happy to see him standing with two legs and two shoes, because we assisted to get a prosthesis to fix a prosthesis on the leg. I think the cost was in six zeros for this particular one, to help to make him have two legs. And he has brought somebody to Christ. And also brought the person. Okay? He's telling me some details about the person. Very bad lifestyle. And he has brought the person to give his life to Christ. Jesus touched him and is touching another person. Congratulations. I'm happy with you, how you are looking. Can you snap us? He's kneeling down. Two crutches, leg cut above the knee like that. But that is over now. Congratulations. It's well with you. Jesus' name. This is, I don't know the number that has been now, but I know of a woman also and a couple of others. Congratulations for bringing man. Congratulations. I believe that today is a new day for you. Give the Lord a praise. Lift your hands, people. That is what God is all about. That is what church is all about. To repair lives that are broken, battered. These are the kind of things we do by God's mercy with resources. Lift your hands now and say, Father,
I receive
fresh fire.
I receive
the infilling
of the Holy Ghost.
Spirit of the living God, fill me afresh. I speak now in the language I don't understand. To handle issues I do not understand. Holy Spirit, take your place. Jesus, thank you. And now, I open my mouth to pray in that language that I don't understand. Now, in the name of Jesus, one, two, go. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the Spirit. Ikatana managaya la hashta leperetena gagadagayana gagalaya la hashta leperete suda bana nagalaya leperete senuma nagayana gagalala lepeperene gagadina gagalaya taranana leperete suna mana kela taranish kena talari seperona gagadaya leperete kesina mayalaya zetorana mayala la hashta ketarana gagalala leparata sanaya in Jesus precious name, so shall it be. A new day is upon you. In Jesus' precious name. As you proceed in these dimensions of prayer, may answers be your portion. Results are your portion. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Counselors, you will help me go with those who have come out now to assist them. I prophesy upon your hands. I ask that the Lord will multiply harvest to you, cause his face to shine upon you, and be gracious unto you in the name of Jesus. Heavens open over you. Heavens open over you. Grace be released upon you. Help be released upon you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Father, and thank you, Father, and thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Take your seat. We'll take it shortly. Before we're going to do the dance and the thanksgiving for this service, we'll do it for the dedication that is to happen just shortly. And one of the things, how many of you have something to thank God for? At least something. The gift of life. We'll do that very, very shortly. We'll stretch your two hands in front of you. Now, how many of us were massively and intensely blessed during the lockdown from the broadcasts? Somebody told me, he said, it looks like Dunamis Television was positioned ahead of the lockdown to fulfill that purpose. Because we had people from all churches, diverse churches, people in villages. There were places where there was no broadcast of any sort. And everybody was being fed. I want to give the Lord the praise. The channel, the Dunamis TV running across Africa, the European platform covering the Europe platform and the Sky Europe, all the way to America and Galaxy, and all the way around the world. We do not collect one naira from anybody for any broadcast. Kenneth Copeland is on there, Papa Yedepo, Papa Deboye, CBN Africa, and several other of these programs. We offer them free of charge. Meanwhile, it cost us almost 30 million per month to keep it on air, to be here in Africa, on the European platform, on the American platform, and all across. And we have not made noise about it. We have not put anybody under pressure. But we wanted to start giving people the opportunity. And by next Sunday, I will make... you can think about what you feel God will do, use you, or what you are willing to do in terms of a monthly pledge, a quarterly pledge. We have people from America, we have people from everywhere whose literal lifeline is the channel. We have pastors of ministry who watch the program before they go to their churches. And I believe that our lives will never remain the same in the name of Jesus. We have the other channels. We're not talking about that. AIT in Nigeria here is almost, if we are to pay without discount, it's over 30-something without discount per quarter. But they gave us very generous discount. And that came to almost like a little bit above half of what I just mentioned to pay per quarter. That is every 30 minutes you pay in six zeros, every 30 minutes broadcast. Am I communicating at all? And one man told me the other day, he said, you don't even need to bother about those things, that some of us can become sowers into the particular TV program like that one and then handle it per quarter. And he said he is ready to commence as one of them. So all these things are lined up, and as many of us as are saying, I don't want to just sit and just watch these things happen, but I want to be a part of it. You'll be given the opportunity to do so, and the Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. Stretch out your two hands in front of you. I'm praying for you. Supernatural harvest. I declare systems under pressure. They lose peace, sleep, and rest until what is yours enters your hands. In Jesus' name. For those and for many of us who want to conveniently give offerings and tithes via our phones and all that, there is a code that could be used where you are in a hurry, you can't come to the church office, or it's not a service day, and maybe you have something you want to honor God with urgently. It's all detailed right there. You can do it conveniently at your comfort of your house, in the day, in the night, at any time, and that can be easily done. You know, everything is going, what do you call it now? Everything is going internet, everything is going online, everything is going everywhere in many ways, and it can be easily done. So this remains for you to take note of, and God bless you in Jesus' name. Pick up your offerings, lift it up. Have you done that? Father, multiply the harvest of every giver, and let the hands lifted never drop to beg. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please keep it for those who need to copy it down. Now, within the next 5 minutes, please don't go. We are going to give God praise and celebration. And while we are doing that, we are going to receive dedication. Dedication of children. Wow. 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 We have dedication of children from 84 families. Almost 100. 84 families. Car dedication, 22 cars. We have house dedications, all manner of dedication. Very soon your dedication will be here. Now, if you walk out, it means you don't want to be celebrated. So let's celebrate those who are coming to celebrate now so that you can be celebrated. Are you ready? Everybody stand up and let us dance and celebrate. 5 minutes. While we are doing that, those dedicating children and the dedications, rush to the front quickly.
Oh, yeah.
standing, everybody. We have some testimonies among those who are here to dedicate their children. Please remain standing 1 minute and we shall pray for them. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, ay, ay. Sharp, sharp, sharp.
Please, I'll be calling on the following to share their testimonies. Mr. and Mrs. Martins, Akiwashi.
The guy is also tired from the preaching.
Mr. and Mrs. Friday, Living World. Mr. and Mrs. Amechi.
Right. What happened? All right, it's okay.
Okay. Mr. Martins, okay. Yeah, our brother had delayed conception. They got married 2013 and had delayed conception. All this while, they've been going to the hospital and were diagnosed to have... Yes, they had delayed conception and... Yes.
Fibroid and fallopian tube blockage.
Yes, sir. It was, yes, fallopian tube blockage. And after that, they were privileged to be in the service when God's servant, God's general, Maurice Selulu, of blessed memory, came to this altar. And the husband gave the wife a seed to plant on this altar. While she had contact with this altar, the fallopian tube blasted open, and this conception took place, and this is the product.
After 7 years,
yes.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand here today. Even though he sleeps, yet he speaketh. Give the Lord a praise. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. More to come. More to come.
And Mr. and Mrs. Friday, okay? They had this baby, and for 4 days, the baby could not suck breast. In that situation, they sent a text to the senior pastor. And the senior pastor replied immediately, divine intervention. And he said, as a result of the baby not sucking breast, the color of the baby turned to green, and the baby had a low sugar in the blood. Okay, but when that text message was replied by the senior pastor, instantly, he said, less than an hour, the baby started to ravage the breast of the mother, and the color was restored, the sugar level was
normalized. The baby started to devour, and its immediate restoration. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Was that not the baby yawning just now?
Yes, sir. And they had the challenge, I think my father will help me in this. He said, severe preeclampsia.
Preeclampsia. That was before the delivery. So was she convulsing? Okay. All right. BP was very high. She was almost, she would have gone into fitting in the, before even delivery. But what happened?
So they were scheduled for surgery. Yes. But however, in the final analysis, the baby was put to bed after intercession, but the baby was lifeless.
Put to bed lifeless.
Lifeless. Then the mother said, it is not possible. I'm connected to an altar where it has been declared that there shall be no loss. So he took the baby, put the baby on her chest and said, the word of God says there shall be no loss. Baby's life, jack back to life. The baby is alive. The mother is alive.
Here is the baby. Ay, 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 ay. Give the Lord a shout of praise and victory. God delivered her from preeclampsia, and the devil was still not, she's full of tears of joy, and the devil was still not happy. Even after the baby was born, the devil decided to take the life of the baby. But mother said, no way. Our father and the Lord God servant said, there shall be no loss. Put the baby on the chest, and baby jacked back to life. At this stage, doctors would be helpless. Nurses are helpless. Everybody was watching her. And this was what happened. What a victorious God. The doctor called the baby miracle.
Name her miracle.
That's
because
right.
She said, this is awesome. That they've never seen anything like this.
Isn't she a miracle? See the cuteness of her. Since you are born, have you seen this kind of headband before? Powerful, powerful, beautiful one. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Ay, 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 ay. And if we are to ask everyone here one by one, I'm sure that miracles are plenty here. But we may not be able to ask. Miracles are plenty here. Yeah, that's another miracle there. What happened?
Ah,
Oh, yes. Wait. This is a funny story. This is a very funny story. This lady said she wants to marry. He wants God to give her a husband like her pastor.
Including? Wait.
A husband exactly like her pastor. And bought flower. What did she buy? Who bought flower?
No.
All right. And then suddenly.
It was among the list that the man will give her flower.
And then she put on list somebody that he wants to marry somebody like her pastor. And as a sign, let the man give her flower. Right? I think for a proposal or something.
Give me everything that I want.
And the man proposed to her and gave her the flower. That is not all. And the man is a medical doctor, like her pastor.
She's so happy about that.
And that is not all. The man is from the pastor's village.
I carry favor for her. I carry favor for her.
The baby, when he was born, like virtually wasn't going to make it. She said there will be no loss. She rushed to the church, left the baby in the ICU.
Left the baby in the ICU.
And came to church, got Seed of Destiny, took it to the hospital, laid it on the chest of the baby, and the baby came back
and
alive.
And jacked back. What a miracle. So this is doctor and this
doctor,
is
doctor. Are you still doctor buying Lett. Flour?
Yes. Doctor, I hope you are still buying flour. It's a lifelong commitment now. Give the Lord the praise.
Hallelujah.
You see, there are so many testimonies and there is no way. What happened? Where? Yes, when I came to Dynamis. Yes, Destiny Christian Academy.
I was dancing seriously that day. Then mommy called me, was like, am I due? I don't know if you remember.
Okay, at the school.
At the school, yeah. So I was like, no, so you not blessed me and just gave me some little advice. I went on. So the next, that was on a Friday or Monday, I was coming. Before then, the morning, I had a devotion. The least we said, I should anoint myself. So I asked my mom to give me anointing oil, which was blessed here. We anointed her. So when I was coming just by the American embassy, I had a terrible accident. The car was like, however, we tumbled and whatever. Okay. At the end, I was fully loaded. But the glory of God, God helped me. It took rush me to National Hospital. I was lying down in the emergency trauma center there. Then my eyes were wide open, and I saw you walking in, like, you know how doctors used to do ward round with your key. You're just doing like this, the key. So I was like, see, Daddy, I want to just say, Daddy, come, I'm here. You just look at the doctors there, look at everybody, just like. Know how you silently normally talk to us, you just left. That night I was discharged. Nothing happened to the baby. They went, checked everything.
And divine encounter kept you. And here is the miracle. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Lift up the children. Yes.
Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate the name of the Lord because God has been so faithful by the connection to this almighty altar. I was pregnant, and at the seventh month, I went to the hospital, and they said that I was diagnosed with gestational diabetes, and I was placed on insulin. And I was just crying. I said, God, why this? Okay, sir. So I was there, and before I was admitted, close to when I was to put to bed, Okay, so I was praying, and in the dream of the night, I saw Daddy. He was in the hospital praying. Evangelism was going on. People were singing. Then I ran to him and said, Daddy, I want something. One other woman was crying. I said, Daddy, please bless me. And Daddy said, yes, you have what you want already. So you don't need to. You don't need to worry. And I ran to him and I said, Daddy, I still want more. And Daddy said, you already have it.
Amen. So and this is the gestational diabetes. She could have given birth to a massive macrosomic baby. But the size of this baby is showing me that God already handled that diabetes, even in pregnancy. Give the Lord a big clap of hand.
Set of twins.
A set of twins.
Yeah.
Set of twins.
Yes, come.
Twins. Twins.
Twins, boy and
twins,
girl.
Twins, twins. All right, congratulations. Lift up the children, people. After after 9 years. This is David and Daniel that came after 9 years. Yes, they were born in the US, right? David and Daniel, after 9 years. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Lift up the children now, people. Stretch your hands in this direction, people. Anybody trusting God to dedicate a child, or dedicate a house, or dedicate a car, or dedicate a factory, or dedicate an aeroplane or a ship, or dedicate an estate or something massive? Stretch your hands in this direction and pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Here again, another set, two sets of twins. Twins, twins.
And twins, twins.
Twins, 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 twins. God will give you double.
Two sets of boys.
Lift the children up. Announce their names before the Lord. The Bible says children are an heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows in the hand of the mighty God, so are the children of youth. Lift the children high up and say, Father,
Father,
I dedicate, I hand over. Call the names of the child. I hand over this child to you today. Take them over. Father, in the name of Jesus, we dedicate these children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Your children are blessed. None of them shall be a concern. They are arrows in the hands of the mighty God. They shall not miss their target in life. None of them shall mistakenly end their journey in hellfire. The grace to bring them up in the fear and the nurture of the Lord, that grace is released upon you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I pray for you parents. You won't lack the wisdom to raise these children up. The discipline to raise them up. And above all, you will not lack the spirituality to raise them up. And God give you supernatural supplies that will cause you to bring them up well. In Jesus' name. Can you lift up your right hand if it's possible? Yes, hold the child in a way that you can lift up, at least lift up one hand. I prophesy upon that hand. As these hands are laid upon those children, I declare it's an extension of the blessing of God upon this altar, and the children are blessed in Jesus' name. Go ahead, lay hands on the head of those children and prophesy as a father upon the children. What you want them to become and what is your heart's desire for them. Prophesy. Everyone remain standing. Prophesy upon them in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Lift up your car keys and your house keys or vehicle keys. I prophesy upon these cars and upon these houses and properties in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of God is released upon your vehicles, your cars, your documents, and everything that you have brought to dedicate before God today. None of them is dedicated for a thief or a robber or for a kidnapper or a killer. In the name of Jesus, none of these shall be the source of destruction for you. I declare it done in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Let us celebrate as they celebrate justly. Give the Lord another 3 minutes of celebration while this, wow, this is a congregation. While this congregation dance their way back to their seat, and then you receive the final prayer before you go. Let's go. Now they can go in two ways. No. Two ways is okay. Call it, 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 call it
hands everywhere you are. The foreign platforms, the Zelle, the PayPal, all that, for those foreign people, please understand that all that continues to exist. Wednesday is the last midweek service for the month of prayer. It's going to be very brutal and forceful. Ensure that you are there. Coming Sunday is the testimony, is the blessing Sunday for the month of August. Invite friends, give the Lord a shout of praise. This year is not permitted to end until God answers your prayers. Please let friends know that the power of God, presence and anointing of God is present in this place, and ensure that you bring your friends and loved ones. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. If you are in Dunamis for the first time and you have not already come out for the altar call, and today is your first time in Dunamis Church, please step forward here and let us receive you. You have not already come out for the altar call. If you came out already, please remain with those who came out for the altar call. But if you haven't come out yet for today, you can step forward with your bags and Bibles and let us receive you. The rest of us, lift up your hands. Are you ready to go now? Let's say one word of prayer. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your rule and your reign be established in my life, in my family, in our community. Let your rule and your reign be established in our nation. Let the rule and the throne of evil be uprooted in Nigeria, in my family, in our families, in my life, in my destiny. Father, establish your rule and your reign, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and establish the rule and reign of God for your life. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, lift those hands high. As you live here today, everything heaven brought here for you today shall not escape you. Before this week is over, you will testify. Every conspiracy of hell, every trap of darkness for you and your family and for us this week is broken by the fire of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus speaks for you this week. Overcome the traps and the devices of hell by the blood of Jesus this week. In the name of Jesus, a new day is upon you, a new season. God give you deliverance. You see, some people who testified there had one encounter or the other, preserve their pregnancy, preserve their lives. I prophesy any encounter that is needed in your life to give you a testimony, I declare it is released. Lift your hands up. As you live here today, as you step into this new week, the Lord bless you. Adonai keep you. El Shaddai make his face to shine upon you. As you live here today, as you step into this new week, the Lord bless you. I am that I am, keep you. Adonai make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace in everything you do. I say, the Lord bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, and keep you. Oh, Adonai, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. The Lord give you peace in the name of Jesus. Jesus, and the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us now forevermore. Amen. And God, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life as you dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. It's our year of supernatural shift that is drastic, that is dramatic and dimensional. God bless you. See you within the week.
The Lord bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, and keep you. And be gracious unto you, and be, and be, and be gracious unto you.
The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. In everything you do, I say, the Lord bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, and keep you. Oh, Adonai, make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you, and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
I'd like to welcome you all. You are so happy. I'd like to welcome you all today to our church for the first time in Jesus' name. We believe you are not here by accident, and we know you are not going back the same way you came. Please let us know how we may be of help to you. We are very, very happy to see you. We trust that today will not be your last day in this church. We'd like to see you again. Please, if you have a question, our officers here, Minister Jonathan, coordinating, will speak with you. You have any question, you have any clarity, you have any need for our attention, kindly let him know and let them know, and they will let us know. God bless you. You are not going back the same way, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please proceed over there.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me.